Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Just to let you know, this is a kind of a story that we've been following probably since about 7:30 this morning. And that is that there is an outage down detector, which is looking at this Cloudflare issue. Now, even going to down detector is coming up with Cloudflare.
That's how bad this is. Down detector's down.
Down detector is having issues. So we've got some serious issues with a number of platforms and websites. Down detector shows Elon Musk's X down for many U.S. users. Cloudflare is having issues as well. I'm trying to find the CNBC story I just had here. And again, I'm having a lot of issues with all these different websites. We had the Times Leader having problems as well. X and Cloudflare, no immediate comment to request for comment. Cloudflare is a web infrastructure company. They were having issues that is impacting other services. This has all been going on since a couple of hours ago. There's gaming platforms, PayPal affected as well. Google AI has been affected as well. So just a real lot of problems, and we don't know why. What is this, a hack? Is this just some technical issue they're trying to get to the bottom of? We wait to find out.
This is how silly I am. I went on ChatGPT, who's back up now.
Okay.
They've been down for a couple hours. I said, what happened? Why was your site down? And it's like, the infrastructure, it explains the details. Mm-hmm. And then it says, but it wasn't a bug with ChatGPT. This was bigger. So I said, I think this is your fault, just to see.
Right.
It said, I totally get why it felt like that. When a site goes down in the middle of using it, it's natural to assume something.
Asking them.
But then I just said, do you have an alibi? This is adorable. It says, absolutely. I have a rock solid alibi. This is ChatGPT. I was right here doing absolutely nothing except patiently waiting for you to come back and ask me something. I don't eat. God. I don't sleep. I don't drink. It's so great. I love how it's defending itself in a whimsical kind of way.
It's wild.
ChatGPT, check it out. It's back up.
So it's not just you.
No, it's
I
not
went
you.
And I even went and updated. I even went and updated like my apps, thinking that that was the problem. No, that's not the problem.
ChatGPT just told me, if you need me to testify on my own behalf, I can prepare a statement. Oh, I love God. This thing. It's adorable. Yeah. Love this fella.
This is the relationships people are now having.
Yeah, I love it.
35 degrees, 8:11. We are getting up to 42, partly sunny today. It's later on today. The clouds move in tonight. Mix of rain and snow showers, anywhere from a trace to 2 inches. So just have a heads up on that. The House is expected to vote today on legislation to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on Jeffrey Epstein. I don't even know why we're going through this. Just release the files. That's all he has to do. Yep. The president can just release the files. But this thing has been percolating for a while. A small bipartisan group of lawmakers in the House introduced the petition in July. They were trying to maneuver around House Speaker Mike Johnson's control of which bills see the House floor. Looked like a long shot effort. Remember, Donald Trump, this is a hoax. Both Trump and Johnson failed to prevent this vote. Now the president is bowing to the growing momentum behind this bill. Now he's saying, oh, yeah, I've been for it all along. Pay no attention to all the crazy machinations I've done. Like that is just a bald-faced lie.
What's your definition of the word for? For? What does that mean for you?
He could have done this on day one, but he didn't. So what is the game here? Are we going to see these files? He could do it right now. Are we doing theater? Because that's what it sounds like. Will the Senate vote for it?
They're going to
look stupid.
Yeah.
And it is going to bite their ass. The only reason they're doing this is MAGA's pretty mad. There is a fracture right now with the base over this issue. And then I think you have everyday Republicans, you know, on the Hill who realize what happened on Election Day. And they realize that you are not dealing with the biggest issue, which is affordability for people, number one. And the fact that healthcare costs for people are going to go up. And with this ACA is going to have to be renegotiated. But you are, this whole Epstein thing has been in the news, and you have been fighting like anything to cover it up. And now all of a sudden, I think he's realized they've said, listen, you got to get this behind you. If you want to talk about something else other than redoing the White House in, you know, extravagance and building a ballroom and grabbing people off the street in ICE raids. You haven't talked about making things cheaper. In fact, you keep telling everybody that things are better, and you know that's not the case. So now he's done an about face and is trying to get you to think all along he wanted to do this. He could simply do this today. He doesn't have to put everyone through the vote. He can just do it right now. He did say he would sign it if it passes both chambers of commerce. So if you believe so strongly in this, just do it. Why are you waiting for that?
I don't know why they wouldn't. If they let the House vote on it first, obviously it goes to the Senate, give him that supermajority and take that option out of his hands, make it veto proof for the president. Because, I mean, not that he would do that.
But why not just, if you believe so strongly in this, you can do this. You don't have to say if it makes it through. Look, I wouldn't put it past him to say if it makes it through. Yeah. And then have behind the scenes like the Senate never doing anything about it. And that's just we see it for what it is. You can release it right now. But you won't. And for those of you who continue to send us a text, I'll save you the time. Why didn't Biden? First of all, Ghislaine Maxwell, her continuing investigation was going on through January of 2024. After that, reports indicate there was an investigation into the files and they were trying to get to the bottom of it. What happened is Donald Trump wins the election, gets in office and fires the people that were looking into it and shuts down the investigation, period. So that's why someone didn't walk in and just open them all up, because there was an investigation underway. After January 2024, they could not do anything publicly with the files up until that point. But after that, there was an investigation. There were people looking into it. And all of it got shut down when the man who said he'd get to the bottom of it got into office. So save the time of sending me those texts. It's just you're wasting your time. So will we get the vote in the House? It looks likely.
I think 2:00,
did see where Rob Bresnahan claimed he was going to vote for it. I did see an interview. I believe it was Fox 56. I thought I saw that on there.
At this point, it's a smart move. You don't want to say
no. He could have done it from the beginning.
Well, he could have, but
this is what he does. Now he's also saying, oh, yeah, we need to talk about ACA. We should be, extending the subsidies for Obamacare. Dude, you could have done that by not signing the stupid bill in the first place that didn't include that. Like, we told you all this. It's like, hello, you've literally been sleeping. And then when all of a sudden the tide is turned against you in the last election and you're looking at the writing on the wall, the man who also said, I don't think that Congress should be allowed to be in the stock market and do trades, who made the second most amount of money in the first few months. Come on.
Tell me why I'm wrong with this opinion, which it was just this thought process. Better late than never. Yeah, he should have done it in the first place. President, better late than never. Why is that wrong?
Because it's not wrong. It's just you're late to the party. You could have had the people's needs before Donald Trump's from the very beginning when you were put in there. You could have said, I'm going to lead by example and I'm not going to be invested in the stock market. I'm not. We know what his answer was. What? I'm not allowed to make money? Dude, you made a lot of money. You've had a lot of money since day one of your birth. Wanted to keep making a lot of money, you didn't have to run for office, which also begs to why do you make you make so much less in office? Why do these people go in office except for kissing the ring? So I get it. Yeah, you're late to the party, but I'm not going to give you a medal for not be proactive. Don't be reactive. We all told you. It was said, Governor Shapiro was on the air with us to talk about the ACA subsidies and the cuts to Medicaid and how it would affect people and that Pennsylvania couldn't make up the difference. They were all put on notice. This is going to happen. And not until there's an election and we have a shutdown where Democrats are saying, this is what is happening to people. And now he says, yeah, we need to talk about extending those. You know, you could have in the very beginning said not signing anything unless we do XYZ. So he could have said in July when this thing came up, Rob Bresnahan could have said, yes, release the files. He says it after it's already the election happened. They know that people are mad and they know that this is something you can't run from.
I'm going to set you up like putting a golf ball on a tee here. You know how hard it is to stand up and take a stand on your own, Nancy? We all know how ridiculous that is, but I think it's this groupthink mentality.
I'll tell you that it takes a lot of money to run for office.
Yeah.
And you owe people a lot of favors. And I know it's scary that you might get primaried by your own party if you don't agree with everything they do. But to me, I'm not running for office. All right. But I'm just saying, I would take it as a badge that I stood up for something that I think is right for my people. And if I lose, like Chris Carney did, Congressman Chris Carney said, and he was on our show prior to that ACA Obamacare vote. And he said, I know this is not going to be a popular thing, but this is the right thing to do for people. And I'm doing the right thing for my constituents, even if it costs me my job. And it did. And to me, that has more meaning and the difference you made in people's lives than anything of being there for four consecutive terms and having nothing but kissing the ring every day. That to me is more meaningful. And by the way, this whole made up how great the healthcare system was before Obamacare is nonsense. And it factually, if you go back and look at cost increase and look at people who had pre-existing conditions, these high risk pools are horrible. You are bankrupting people for having bad genes. In many cases, I would be in a high risk pool. I have a BRCA gene. That makes me more likely to have a number of cancers. And I did have one. And I could have been bankrupt if I had no health insurance. Because now they're talking about putting people back into high risk pools. They suck. And let me tell you that now They have so many other screening tools to find out genes for all kinds of horrible diseases. Many of you cheering on high-risk pools may not know it. You may end up being one of them in there. And good luck paying for those. Good luck with it. Sometimes there are things that are just so galling that it makes you like laugh out loud, but it is nowhere near funny.
Everybody or just, I'll listen.
The fact that President Donald Trump says the U.S. is in a golden age right now is absolutely laughable, unbelievable, ridiculous, outlandish, and a blatant lie. Now, in his life, it's a golden age. Have you seen the tacky decor at the White House?
Well, that's a golden decor more than an age.
I'd say laughable, but it's like tragic that he literally, this is how out of touch Donald Trump and the people around him are in, that they literally think we're in a golden age. Most people are struggling. Many Americans just saw a story now behind on the utility bills. We didn't even get into the sewer authority and their increases, and we're going to get into that. There's a new poll out. One issue unites Americans right now in a time of polarization, and that is pessimism about the country's future. I am not a great wizard of political, rhetoric. Let me just, I pay attention and I listen to what people say, and I can tell if something might have a ring of truth to it. But Donald Trump and Republicans would be fools, but keep doing it as a Democrat who wants us to go back to being responsible in governorship. Keep telling people we're in a golden age, because they'll just write you off as being completely lost. There is no golden age right now for anyone except for the very affluent. And even them, I would question whether they like the world that this country has become. But I'm sure, they don't care as long as they make more money. I'm very concerned about where the country is going. Because some of you may think she's concerned because Donald Trump is in charge and da 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 da. Yeah, partially that. But I'm also concerned that we're going to go into the completely opposite direction, where you will go to more socialistic society and governance, because we've always been under, I believe, most people, there was an American dream, which could be had. I mean, no one was, the vast majority of people weren't going to all of a sudden end up with a yacht and a Mercedes, let's be honest.
No, it wasn't.
Some people would do that. But you could buy a house. You could be rewarded with by earning, right? Going to either school or trade school or college or working your 40 hours a week. You would be able to have health care for your family. You'd be able to have a vehicle, have a house, maybe be able to take a trip. It might just be to the beach for a couple of days, right? Some people longer. It all depends on how well you did. But what happened is the companies and the CEOs and the businesses got greedier and greedier, and the politicians as well. And they started getting paid by these companies, as we saw with Citizens United, all these people able to funnel money in, and it's all to get the rich richer. You can be a little greedy. Capitalism can, but we always had this thing where the compact was, you can make more money, but you'll allow the middle class to be able to at least have a somewhat comfortable life. But instead, you've gotten so greedy right now. When you talk about a 50-year mortgage on a house, when you talk about kids being saddled with debt from school that will take them for 30 years, you can't even afford a car.
I was going to say,
People are going to go, no, screw this. I would rather you tell me that my government, through my taxes, will give me health care. I would rather that I be comfortable and there, you know, rent stabilization, or I would rather that we have, and I'm not supporting all these things. I'm saying to you that if you screw the middle income people and the lower income people so much, eventually the pendulum will go the other way. You got too greedy. And when people get that greedy, usually there's some kind of a pretty extreme response that will happen. And that's why I'm concerned. Look, Donald Trump is, you know, I don't know, he'll be done in 2028. And there'll be others that will be like him, but I think that we're seeing the fracturing of the MAGA base. They have seen now that he doesn't care about them. He doesn't care about everyday people. He doesn't even think that we have qualified workers in here to take some of these tech jobs that we give to foreigners. He doesn't really care about the Epstein files. He only said that to you. He doesn't care about affordability. He literally is telling you we're in the golden age right now.
And the people who have consistently believed every word he says, stop believing every word he says, is real trouble for him. And he hasn't really dealt with that head on. He's starting to. So,
yeah. So that's what I'm concerned about.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
As always, we're joined by the president and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin. Always great to see you, Bob.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
In our last edition of the local business community update, we talked about all the different events the chamber was putting together through the end of 2025. And as we move forward, there are even more events That's where we're going to pick up. A big event involving businesses and students happening on Groundhog Day, Monday, February 2nd, 2026.
Program is under our Skills in Scranton, which is our workforce development arm, and it's called Groundhog Day. The event is going to be held on Groundhog Day, February 2nd, and it is essentially, there's two pieces to this puzzle. There's the businesses that would participate, and then the students. It's a two-hour program under which businesses would host an entire class. So it might be 15 to 25 students, plus, you know, teachers or, you know, chaperones and the like. And it's an opportunity for any business to be able to expose that group of fifth through eighth grade students, expose them to what's going on in your business, you know. And this is a part of the larger play, as it were, through Skills in Scranton, to try to strengthen the connections between business and educational environments to prepare students for career pathways. It's never too early for somebody in a young student to be thinking about where they may want to go. Doesn't mean you decide when you're in seventh or eighth grade that you're going to be an engineer or a plumber or a painter or whatever you may be. But without giving an opportunity to see what this is like, see what these different businesses may offer, you know, you're missing opportunities there. We want to provide as many opportunities as possible for our students, the developing grades, the rising grades, to be able to see what's going on themselves. So we're looking for businesses, as many as possible, who are willing to host the students. We're trying to make sure we're pushing it out there, trying to get as many participants as possible. So on Groundhog Day, you'll be shadowing.
There it is.
There you go. Shadowing, the people in these businesses. So that's why we came up with the Groundhog Day theme.
I love that.
And we can't show it here, but there's a really cool graphic of a groundhog with a construction helmet on. So this message, as it were, is going out to businesses.
If you would like your business to take part of it, the deadline for registering is December 15th. So you have a little less than a month. December 15th, just go on the chamber website and you'll see it right there. You can sign up. But again, the deadline, December 15th.
And just to show, by the way, how this stuff is constant, we did the opening for this year's program of Educator in the Workplace. And that was a room full of educators and administrators from school districts across Lackawanna County and Wayne County and Susquehanna County, who came to the Chamber of Commerce to start this process, a year-long process, under which they are going to be connected to various businesses. They are going to help develop curricula to take back into their classrooms. It's all geared towards, all these moving parts on the workforce side are geared to try to connect business with students.
Once again, this Groundhog Day event takes place on Monday, February 2nd, 2026. If you would like your business to take part of it, the deadline for registering is December 15th. So you have a little less than a month. December 15th, just go on the chamber website and you'll see it right there. You can sign up. But again, the deadline, December 15th.
Jason, I've said it before. I hope you understand that I really appreciate, we appreciate the opportunities that Odyssey and that you all of WILK give us to talk to the public about these things. It's really important stuff. And you've given us that platform.
We so love having you here, and we're happy to do it.
Thanks.
This is the local business community update. Our schedule is a little bit off, usually the second Tuesday of every month, but you can find the archive of these on the Odyssey app. Just search up local business community update. If someone wanted to reach out to you at the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, what's the number over there?
It is, first of all, the website is www.scrantonchamber.com or call 570-342-7711. And the directory can give you opportunities to connect with any of our hardworking, talented staff.
Yes, he is the president and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin. Great talking to you, and we'll do this again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jason.
The local business community update.
The Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority is having a huge increase. Don't worry, it's just year by year.
For a
it's
while.
Ridiculous. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, here is Joe Snedeker, meteorologist at Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks, and good Tuesday. Another awesome day to be alive. Are you feeling it? Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. So today looks pretty quiet, partly sunny to cloudy, high temperatures near 42 degrees. Yesterday, we had winds averaging about 20 miles an hour. I mean, come on. Well, today, half that. Closer to 10, we can handle that. Now, overnight tonight, when you're sleeping, 11, 12, 1, 2 in the morning, we're going to be brushed with some light snow. We could pick up a dusting to maybe an inch, especially south of Scranton towards like Bloomsburg and Pottsville, might get an inch plus. That's tonight. Then tomorrow morning, it's already tapering off when you wake up. Wednesday afternoon, partly sunny, high temperatures near 42 to 45. Same thing on Thursday, mid-40s, clouds and sun. And then Friday, a few scattered rain showers. Not a big deal, 45 to 50. Making plans for the weekend? I'm already getting trickle-down stress from my wife with the holidays coming on up. So who knows what I have planned. But the Santa Parade taking place in Scranton, it'll be a partly sunny weekend, should stay dry with high temperatures hanging out in the mid to upper 40s as a storm glides by to our south. The rest, my friend, that's up to you. Jason, put a smile on your face right now. Say it's good to be alive and make it a good day.
I don't know why you think I'm your dancing monkey. Stop it. Go. I will not smile for the rest of the day.
It is 8:46. We have 36 degrees at your official weather station, WILK. All right. The Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority is hiking their wastewater treatment bills. They're going up. And they're going to be going up for the following 4 years as well. The total increase by the time we get to 2030, 63.6%. That is crazy. So if you currently have a bill, say $220, the Citizen's Voice says next year it'll be $260. And it'll be all the way up to $360 in 2030. Here's what their quote is. We understand no one likes a rate increase, and we don't either. Our goal is to always balance affordability with the need to provide safe, reliable, and environmentally responsible wastewater service. Now, they say they have not had an increase since 2017. It's going to, they say, remain among the lowest in the state, even after the increase. It doesn't help, though. Doesn't make you feel better, does it?
Nope.
They say they need critical infrastructure upgrades. They also handle stormwater management for 32 municipalities. And so that's the increase that's coming.
There's nothing in there that says this. I talked about this a little yesterday. When you hear, oh, we need these big infrastructure changes, does it remind you of another story we talked about a few weeks back at all?
Which one?
About the electrical grid infrastructure
data
updates.
Data centers.
And how data centers, though, to be fair, they only use electricity. Oh, wait, they also use a lot of water to keep them cool. So I'm not saying that they want the people to pay for that. I'm just saying I don't know that that's not the case.
Is that a part of it?
No, it's not. I'm just saying. But
no,
like,
I'd like to know. It's a question I have.
Is the
increasing need? Now, first of all, there are a lot of places that need upgrade infrastructure and such.
There's also that.
So
correct.
The question, though, is a part of this due to any increase in water usage by possible data centers? I don't know.
Is this part of the lure to say, hey, look what we're doing? We don't know. But we were surprised to hear what was happening with electricity. And it's like, it's just...
There should be nothing that we pay for because of an increased load from these data centers.
Correct. And I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
By the way, there was another detail in there about the rain tax. That was a big thing. This increase is not included in the rate adjustment. So that if you're thinking, oh, was this the rain? Nope. That's totally separate. So you're still going to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yay, us. Why am I gonna live in anyway? Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in other local news, there is a story today, and Bill Gaughan, Lackawanna County Commissioner, Democrat, he has put out the word about a hiring that happened. The interim commissioner, Brenda Sacco, along with the Republican, Chris Shermack. Now, Sacco's a Democrat, but she aligned with Shermack in the short time that she's been there. And they have now made a hiring decision for a human resources person. So I question whether they should be doing that now rather than waiting until Tom Welby, who was elected. I believe that they should do it when he is in. And it may be the same person, but it turns out the person they hired out of 30 applications was the only one they interviewed. I question that only because many private companies, and some of you did reach out when we talked about this, said that you have a requirement. And I see three as seems to be a common number among people if they're in a hiring position, is usually like three candidates that you talk to.
What the law requires, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
and now Tom Welby, who was a Democrat, as is Bill Gaughan, and was elected but is not yet in there, says he's okay with the hire. He has no issue with it. He was talked to about it. I just wonder, you know, I would think that anybody that's coming in should have said, how about we wait until I get in there to make those decisions? He should be in there shortly. He wants to all work together, but Bill Gaughan is claiming that he didn't know about this. And Bill Gaughan is claiming that when they would hire people, him and Matt McGloin, and he would let Chris Shermack know about it. And sometimes he showed up for interviews and sometimes he didn't. Yeah. There is a quote from Chris Shermack in the article in the Scranton Times Tribune about this. And I expect more from the people that are there to try not to turn this stuff into petty politics. Unfortunately, it has been, it seems, from a lot of the people there. But the comment that was made, and I'm trying to find it in the story here, it was. He said, Chermack says it was not a backroom deal. Wait, where is it here? Quote. Do you have the quote? What he said?
I do not have it. It's about the.
I want to get the direct quote about the hire that they had. And, you know, talked about karma. Here it is. As for not bringing Gaughan into the discussion, Shermack said, quote, nobody asked me when he and Matt hired people. Bill's going to have to learn to deal with some of this stuff. Karma stinks. What can I say? End quote.
I mean, that's what I would expect to hear from someone in that position, Nancy, right?
I don't like any of this. And yeah, I get it. Like you're the odd person out when you're the minority. Now he's not. But this whole thing just reeks of the Democrat committee, obviously at odds with Bill Gaughan. They had their fight. It went for months. It went to the legal thing. It went to an election. And yet we're still dealing with this tit for tat kind of pettiness that serves nobody except your own interest. There's no need to act like a bunch of children. I get it. There's a lot of people at the top nationally who are just rude, boorish, petty, nasty, vengeful. But we deserve better. So let's all work together. So I just don't think that any decision should be made till we have the people who are properly now elected into that position.
You saying that, be better. It reminds me of talking to a bunch of kids. Hey, we don't put our hands on each other. Don't we know that everyone nods and agrees? But we know it's going to happen again because it's just the culture.
Right.
That's what kids do. Or in this case,
Electronic County
Commissioners. Yeah. I mean,
you got to work together because in the end, you want the people, the constituents to benefit.
Yeah,
and it doesn't benefit by like making snarky comments.
You don't have to agree on everything. Just don't be asses to each other constantly.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Time to play a little game.
Anyone? No? Okay.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
Time for the birthday game. It is November the 18th. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm as ready as I can.
Gotta be within 2 years. Actress from Dynasty, Linda Evans. How old is she?
88.
83.
Son.
The great actress, Elizabeth Perkins.
Black curly hair, correct?
Being a little, no, I don't think so.
I thought she did back in the
day. She weeds. Big. I'm looking at the stuff here.
Oh, I was like, is she big? I'm like, that seems rude, Nancy. The movie Big. Yeah, black curly hair. Or maybe, whatever. She's got to be about 70.
65.
Oh,
close. Owen Wilson, who always seems so nonplussed by everything.
Whatever. Lightning McQueen was in my world for so many years. He's probably my age. I'm going to say 52.
57.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, boy. We all have to talk really low for this one. Brenda Vaccaro. They even have her listed
as last year.
Throated voiced actress, Midnight Cowboy.
Hi, Midnight Cowboy.
I just remember she used to do the Tampax tampons commercial.
If you need me, you'll know it. I'm assuming that's a lot. Right.
Brenda Vaccaro.
85.
86. There you go.
I remembered something from last year.
Kim Wilde, singer, Kids in America. Whoa. How old is she?
You're going to mock it.
I didn't mock it.
Nor did I.
I didn't go like,
Touche? I don't know. She's probably 75.
She is 65. Kevin Nealon, actor, comedian, Saturday Night Live.
Newish father, by the way.
That's odd.
Yeah, he started late.
A little.
Kid might be like in his teens, but he's
okay. I thought you meant like he just had one.
Yeah, right. I just saw a clip where he talks about being a dad of a very young baby.
How old is he?
70.
72.
All right, got that one.
Let's see if you can finish this one off. Oscar Nunez, actor The Office.
And now The Paper, which they're putting on NBC. He is 57.
He is 67.
Whoa.
There you go. It's your birthday today. Okay. November 18th. Happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary as well.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.